Muslims across the world are halfway through Ramadan, their holy month of fasting, and millions are now planning for this Friday. Every year, International Quds Day is held across the world to show solidarity with the Palestinian cause. In Iran, events are already underway for the event, as Press TV's Maikas Mobalaghi now reports.
Friday is the day of worship in the Islamic week. Ramadan is the holy month of fasting. And the last Friday of the month of Ramadan is Al-Quds Day. Al-Quds is the Arabic name for Jerusalem. On this day, people across the world, and particularly in Muslim-majority countries, demonstrate to express solidarity with the Palestinian people and oppose Zionism. They also march against Israel's control of Jerusalem Al-Quds. The day was created by the founder of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini, in August of 1979. This week, in Tehran and across Iran, the country's getting ready for Al-Quds Day. The build-up to Friday's been kicked off with this international conference discussing the religious, social and humanitarian aspects of the issue. Top officials as well as regional diplomats took part in the event. The history of Al-Quds Day was discussed, as well as the current situation in the area and the political consequences that the creation of Al-Quds Day has had.
Quds Day wanted to question the security of Israel. Those days America wanted to downplay the security issue, but Imam opened that up to question. They wanted to limit the people involved. Imam expanded it to involve all Muslims. They wanted to limit this story to between governments. Imam expanded it to between nations. They wanted to limit the players involved. Imam introduced new player in this story.
Jerusalem Al-Quds is the holiest city in Judaism and considered holy in Christianity too. It's home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. But today, the status of Jerusalem remains one of the core issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israel annexed East Jerusalem Al-Quds, a move criticized by the UN and not recognized by the international community. Israel, though, says the whole of Jerusalem is the undivided and eternal capital of Israel and is not willing to give it up.
And this is what we are seeing today, how much the Israelis trying to make to Judaize Quds and Masjid al-Aqsa. And besides that, all the Islamic world, after this declaration of Imam Khomeini, has made and making demonstrations and support the Palestinian question and assure that no way for Palestine and Quds, but one way to liberate this sacred place, sacred capital of Palestine.
Today, the Palestinian-Israeli issue has not found a resolution. Many administrations have pushed for a solution, and through the years of talks, breakdown of talks, and the reopening of talks, one voice has been constant, the voice of the people protesting on Al-Quds Day. Nargis Mualaghi, Press TV, Tehran.